You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It's Tuesday, October 12th. Let's go ahead and get you caught up with all the latest in the world of the National Football League. Quickly, we start with Monday Night Football, where the Baltimore Ravens defeated the Indianapolis Colts by a final score of 31-25. The game went to overtime. It was a thriller, definitely in contention for Game of the Year, although the Chargers-Browns contest from Sunday definitely has something to say about that. But Lamar Jackson had something to say about this. He had over 500 yards of total offense against the Colts on Monday night. His full stat line, 37-43 passing, 442 passing yards, 4 passing touchdowns, 62 rushing yards, again, over 500 yards of total offense by himself. Now, I mentioned 37-43. There have been 4,017 individual games of 40-plus passing attempts in NFL history, and Lamar Jackson now has the highest completion percentage in any of those games at 86%. Lamar was outstanding. The Ravens were incredible. They stormed all the way back from a 22-3 deficit. The Indianapolis Colts were 120-0. That's 120 wins and 0 losses since 1984 when leading by 16 points in the fourth quarter. The last time that the Colts lost a game of this kind with, again, a 16-point lead in the fourth quarter, they were literally the Baltimore Colts. And this game obviously happened in Baltimore. But this game was somewhat of an afterthought for many football fans because before halftime even hit, John Gruden officially resigned from his position as the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Gruden's resignation comes in the aftermath of details from a number of emails dating as far back as his time as an ESPN commentator from 2011 to 2018, or when emails were reportedly sent. Now, to kind of take things back here, on Friday, the Wall Street Journal reported about his email involving Demoris Smith, the executive director of the NFLPA. Smith released a statement through a Twitter thread on Monday evening, reading as follows: "The email from John Gruden and some of the reaction to it confirms that the fight against racism, racist tropes, and intolerance is not over. This is not about an email as much as it is about a pervasive belief by some that people who look like me can be treated as less. The email has also revealed why the comments by some with powerful platforms to explain this away are insidious and hypocritical. It is as if there is a need to protect football above the values of equality, inclusion, and respect. The powerful in our business have to embrace that football itself has to be better, as opposed to making excuses to maintain the status quo. I appreciate that he reached out to me, and I told him that we will connect soon. But make no mistake, the news is not about what is said in our private conversation, but what else is said by people who never thought they would be exposed and how they are going to be held to account." Again, this was in response to a comment from John Gruden that was again reported on by the Wall Street Journal last Friday, but again, Monday evening brought with it an entirely new set of emails that were reported on by the New York Times. The New York Times' report noted that in various emails, Gruden used, quote, misogynistic and homophobic language for years. He denounced the emergence of women referees, the drafting of a gay player, and the tolerance of protests during the national anthem. John Gruden released a statement after he did resign as the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders that reads as follows: "I have resigned as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. I love the Raiders and do not want to be a distraction. Thank you to all the players, coaches, staff, and fans of Raider Nation. I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt anyone." Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis also released a statement following that that read, "I have accepted John Gruden's resignation as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders." Now, Raiders special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia will serve as interim head coach effective immediately, the team announced. They did add that he will meet with the media at the regularly scheduled availability on Wednesday, which of course is tomorrow. But needless to say, there is a lot of figuring out that the Las Vegas Raiders have to do. The Raiders that, you know, football feels so far away from what is happening to this team and this organization and this franchise right now. But a football team that sits at 3-2 2 with a divisional matchup against the Denver Broncos this Sunday, coming off of a 2-game losing streak, by the way. For more on this story, for more Las Vegas Raiders coverage at SB Nation, make sure to check out silverandblackpride.com. They will keep you updated on everything you need to know. The guys on the Oddcast will obviously talk about this as well. Make sure to subscribe here to the SB Nation NFL show. We're talking about the NFL, everything under the NFL umbrella, as you know. That does include a lot these days. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.